Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Michal, daf Mem Tes, the very last daf of the Masechta. We're starting right at the top of the Amud with the quote from the Mishnah, Afu Hel as Ban of Chulu, and Vilna Sur's daf. It's near the end of Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Ilu Nishmas, Marz Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Oliyah. So Mishnah had said about Yosef HaKayin that he had also brought his sons and wife up to Yerushalayim to do Pesach Sheni. For whatever reason, they missed Pesach Rishon, and now they're doing Pesach Sheni. But he was turned away for bringing his wife. I think Mark clarifies, Va'asir Command Amar Pesach Shanashim Rishos. This goes according to Manda Amar, that Pesach Rishon for women is Rishos. And therefore, Pesach Sheni, women aren't allowed to do all together, and that's why he was turned away with his wife. And where do we get this from? So, Tanu, we have a brisa. Ha'isha osa Pesach Rishon la'atzma v'asheni tfeil l'acherim divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that a woman's chiyuv in Pesach Rishon is regular chiyuv, and that's why she could do Pesach Rishon for herself, meaning she doesn't have to be mitzarf, she doesn't have to join with other people. But Pesach Sheni is only a rishos, and that's why she has to do it tfeil l'acherim, she has to join in with other people. Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, Ha'isha osa Pesach Sheni la'atzma, a woman could even do Pesach Sheni for herself, afil b'shabbos, even if it's on Shabbos. And then Tzorich Lemer HaRishon, you don't even have to say that she does Pesach Rishon for herself. Meaning Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is chayiv in both Rishon and Sheni. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, and he's the man to Omer of our Mishnah, according to at least this Memra, Ha'isha Oysa Pesach Rishon Tfeil La'Cherim, a woman does Pesach Rishon and she has to join in with others, Ve'ena Oysa Pesach Sheni, she doesn't do Pesach Sheni at all. As we see this from Shimon Elazar, who holds that a woman's chayiv in Pesach Rishon is really only Rishos, it's not a full-fledged chayiv, and therefore Pesach Sheni, she shouldn't be doing it all. That's why Yosef HaKohen was turned away with his wife. The Gemara just clarifies, my time with Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's source? Where does he get this from? And that's because we have a pasuk. Now the pasuk reads, Ish Selabes Aves Selabayas. This pasuk is understood to be exclusively talking about Pesach Sheni, and Rav Meir explains as follows, Ish Selabes Aves, a man when he brings it, that's Selabes Aves, that's for his house, and in Ratzu, if they want, Selabayas, Bayas over here is referring to a woman, she could join in as well for Pesach Sheni. So we see it's only Rishos for a woman. And my time with Rav Meir, what's Rav Meir's source? That's because Ish Selabes Aves, Kol Shekin Labayas, wouldn't have to have this double Ashain. We already know that she could join in the Pesach Sheni, so why do we have to have this repeat? It must be that it's telling us a kol shekein, ish selabes avos, and for sure for the bias, meaning for sure the woman has a chiyuv in Pesach Sheni. And my time with Rav Shimon Elazar, what's Rav Shimon Elazar's source? That's because he learns ish v'lo isha. The pasuk tells us ish, a man, and that clearly excludes a woman, and therefore she doesn't do Pesach Sheni at all. The Gemara just clarifies, ma makamin rabban ish, what do the other rabban do with this word ish? They're not excluding woman with it, and the answer is, prat l'katan, it excludes a katan. However, Amar Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu comes along and tells us, v'afil ma'da amar chayva, we could even say that our Mishnah is going according to the Manda Amar, the Pesach Rishon is a chayv for women, making it the Pesach Sheni is Rishos. Still, Yosef HaKohen was turned away with his wife, even though technically she was allowed to do Pesach Sheni. Why is that? Shanihi, this case is different. Shadavar Musuyim, this is a well-known thing, and the fear is Shami Yekabad Davar Chayva, maybe he was going to be established as a chayv. Since Yosef HaKohen was a very chasha, very well-known person, so everyone's going to know that his wife came up to do Pesach Sheni, and that might end up establishing it as a must that women have to do Pesach Sheni. But it's not true; it's only Rishos. Therefore, Yosef HaKohen in specific was turned away, and we see this far other places. As well, like in Safran of Meimar, don't we have a svar to say, this is actually a Mishnah Mefureshes, the Kaidim L'Shtei HaLechem, before the Shtei HaLechem were brought on Shavuos, Lo Yavi, a person is not allowed to bring Bikurim, we mentioned that in the Mishnah, V'mehevi Kasher. However, if a person did bring Bikurim, B'dievet, it's Kasher, we're going to accept it from him. So why in the Mishnah did we say that the Anshei Har Tzavuim were sent away with their Bikurim because they brought them too early? B'dievet, we should be accepting these Bikurim. And so the answer is, Shani, this case is different. Shadavar Musulim, this is a well known thing. Shami Yikba Davar Chayva, they were afraid that people are going to start bringing it as a Chayv, thinking that you have to bring your Bikurim before Shavuos, and that's why the Anshei Har Tzavuim specifically were sent away. And we have one more source where this is seen, Mem Tes Amud Beis on top, V'lo Kein Tanina, didn't we also learn a different Mishnah? Imbo Tamimin Yikrevu. If somebody brings a Bechor, firstborn animal, from Chutz La'aretz, even though we shouldn't, if it's a Tam, if it's whole and it's unblemished, so then we're going to bring that animal. And obviously the question is, what about Atitas? In the Mishnah, he brought his Bechor from Chutz La'aretz and he was sent away. But why? We can assume that it was a Tamim, why didn't they just bring it? And once again we say, Shani, this case is different. Shadavar Musulim, it was a well-known thing. Shem Yikba Davar Chayva. Maybe it's going to end up being established as a chayv, and therefore in these scenarios, the people were sent away, even though be'etzem they didn't do anything wrong. And now explain the last part of the Mishnah we had said, Aristoin hevi bikurim mafamya, that Aristoin, he brought his bikurim from mafamya, which is in Syria, v'kibul menu, and they accepted those bikurim from him. They were asked to Mantanin, and we learned over there in a Mishnah, this is at the end of the sixth parak of Shvias, ein mevin truma mechutz la'aretz la'aretz, that one is not bring truma from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and the question is, v'vi bikurim, what, so it should be okay to bring bikurim? Why is bikurim any different than truma? If the Tanakam of that Mishnah holds that we're not bring truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and that's talking about Syria, so we shouldn't be allowed to bring Bikurim from Syria to Eretz Yisrael either. So Amar Rabbi Shai answers that no, Bikurim b'chrayis habaylim, truma ain't b'chrayis habaylim. Bikurim is the responsibility of the owner. The mitzvah is that the owner has to bring his Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, but truma is not his responsibility. He has to make sure to give it to a kohen, but he doesn't have to physically walk over to the kohen's house and give it to him. A kohen technically has to come to him to get the truma. And therefore, Amar at Kain, if you're going to say this, if you're going to say that a person could bring their truma from Chutz La'aretz or from Syria, Surya to Eretz Yisrael, Afin Ratfin Lachra Elisham, they, meaning the Kaihanim, are going to chase after it over there. They're going to be going to Chutz La'aretz in order to pick their Truma up, and they're going to become Tomei with Thomas Eretz Ha'amin because they're outside Eretz Yisrael. I wouldn't want that to happen. Therefore, Truma can't be brought from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but Bikurim could be, because again, we have no fear that the Kaihanim are going to go to Chutz La'aretz to pick up their Bikurim. We know for a fact that the Yidden are going to take their Bikurim and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Hajalach Shtei Nashim Usligla Mesachas Chala, Mazar finishing the entire Mesachas Chala together, just like Ruzachar finished this Mesach together. We should be Zachar finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new Mesachta, Mesachas Arla. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.